are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Stacey Gotsoulias. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gots. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. Not that it'll be a happy one, because I will be recapping last night's disappointing Game 2 against Tampa, in which the Yankees lost 7-5. I will be discussing my disdain for Aaron Boone's decision-making. I will also be discussing my disdain for C.B. Buckner's strike zone. I'll be previewing tonight's pivotal Game 3 and more, but first you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast, Locked On Yankees. Something I didn't realize last night, because I had the broadcast muted, was that when they showed J-Hap warming in the first inning while Davey Garcia was pitching, the TBS booth didn't mention it. Because I came to find out through Twitter that a lot of people had no idea why Hap was in the game. And I know that people are doing things remotely and they're not in the stadium, but they showed him on the broadcast. I saw him throwing pitches while Davey Garcia was in the game. So why wouldn't the TBS booth mention this? I saw it, and I thought, what the hell is happening? Is Davey Garcia hurt or something? And then I realized, no, because J-Hap started warming up almost right away. He was throwing pitches in the bullpen as Austin Meadows was up, and Austin Meadows was the first batter of the game. I really don't understand why Aaron Boone decided to be cute in Game 2 and make it a bullpen game. Because, yes, Davey Garcia's inning wasn't great, but he only gave up one run, and yes, his pitch count was a little high, it was in the 20s, but it wasn't that big a deal. And with what we've seen from J-Hap and what we've heard from J-Hap throughout his time as a Yankee, he does not like when his routine is messed up. And even though he came into the game during a clean second inning, he started the second inning. Somehow he could not put it in his brain that he was starting the game. And because of that, the J-Hap of August reared its ugly head and he was walking guys and giving up home runs. So while Aaron Boone may have thought he was being cute trying to do the same game plan as Kevin Cashwood in a Rays bullpen game, he essentially threw up the white flag in the second inning by putting J-Hap in. That was a big reason why the Yankees lost last night. The other big reason the Yankees lost: Tyler Glasnow and C.B. Buckner. Now, I don't mean to take anything away from Glasnow, because he did pitch a pretty good game, but there were a lot of calls that went his way. C.B. Buckner was calling that outside strike to righties that was never a strike. These balls were not even hitting the zone, and he was calling it. I wanted to put my fist through a wall the entire night. I woke up feeling so tired today, and it was a different tired than yesterday. Yesterday was an exciting tired, because the Yankees ended up winning that game, and yes, I was feeling stressed, but it was really because the Yankees were holding the lead, and I wanted them to keep the lead. Last night's stress was me constantly being pissed at C.B. Buckner for having a crappy strike zone. He was horrendous last night. C.B. Buckner should never be in a playoff series. C.B. Buckner shouldn't even umpire a beer league game. That is how terrible he is. And the fact that Aaron Boone didn't go absolutely apeshit last night really bugs me, especially after I saw Jace Tingler go crazy in the Dodgers-Padres game, and Jace Tingler never does that. And I won't blame C.B. Buckner entirely for the Yankees crapping the bed last night. I'll blame Aaron Boone for that. But there were a lot of instances where counts went from, like, say, okay, here's the for instance. The count is 2-1. The guy pitches an obvious ball, but it's called a strike. And instead of being 3-1, which is a hitter's count, it goes to 2-2, which is better for the pitcher. Or say it's a clean count, a guy steps up there, and a ball is thrown 6 inches off the plate outside, and it's called strike one. The pitcher is already at an advantage. This is what was happening last night. And it's hard to do things when the strike zone, you have no idea what's going to be called a strike and what's going to be called a ball. Although last night it seemed Buckner was calling up and out and not calling low strikes. So once Tyler Glasnow realized that he was Levon Hernandez and C.B. Buckner was Eric Gregg, he was throwing those outside pitches a lot more. And sometimes the Yankees would bite and sometimes they wouldn't. It's so frustrating watching an important game like that be determined by a crappy strike zone. It's not fun. And I warned you all on yesterday's show. I said C.B. Buckner behind the plate is going to be a nightmare. I didn't anticipate how much of a nightmare it was going to be. But here we are. So now the series is tied. Actually, Buckner screwed over Davey Garcia in the first inning. Davey Garcia would have struck out a Rosarena, but C.B. Buckner called an obvious strike a ball, and then a Rosarena got an extra pitch and he hit it out for a home run. Garcia would have been out of the inning without having given up a run, and it's possible that Aaron Boone wouldn't have brought in J-Hap. At least not right then. So I'm revising what I said. C.B. Buckner is the reason why the Yankees lost this game. Another thing about last night's game that was frustrating, Gary Sanchez. Particularly his last at-bat of the game. So after Nick Anderson made the Yankees look silly in the top of the eighth inning, Kevin Cash did the Yankees a solid and took him out for the ninth inning and replaced him with Pete Fairbanks. Pete Fairbanks walks Gio Urshela and walks Gleyber Torres. So there are two men on base, no outs, the Yankees are down 7-4, they get something going. After a mound visit, Clint Frazier comes up. Fairbanks throws two balls to him, so Fairbanks is definitely not finding the plate. Then Frazier swings at a pitch, and it's 2-1. Then Fairbanks throws another ball, so it's 3-1. Then C.B. Buckner helps out Fairbanks and calls a high inside strike on Frazier, and then Frazier swings at strike three. Great. So there's one out. All right, one out, two on, maybe they can get something going. Then Gary Sanchez comes up. And after this guy who had hardly any control in the inning walks the first two batters, Gary Sanchez strikes out swinging on three pitches. The last one was up around his shoulders. The man did not make any adjustments and just went up there swinging out of his shoes.
Gary, where are you?
I'm just going to say it. I want Higashioka in tonight's game. I don't care. Right now, he's better than Gary Sanchez. I would be better than Gary Sanchez at the moment. You would be better than Gary Sanchez at the moment. DJ LeMahieu comes up. He hits a single that scores Urshela, makes it 7-5. Gleyber Torres is on third base. So the Yankees got something going. Then Aaron Judge is a called strike. Then they call a strike on a check swing. It was a check swing. And then he grounds out weakly to end the game. Oh, I'd like to apologize to Jonathan Holder. I referred to him as a white flag in the bottom of the seventh inning, and then he pitched a 1-2-3 inning. The white flag, as I said earlier, was actually J-Hap. In a moment, we'll be going through some Game 2 highlights, because there were some highlights, even though it was a loss. But first, let's talk about Postmates. When you're watching a playoff game and C.B. Buckner is behind the plate, you'll need wine at 8 p.m., you'll need wine at 10 p.m., you'll need more wine at 11 p.m., and you'll definitely need ibuprofen the next morning at 10 a.m. to fight off the hangover from the game the night before. Guess what? You can Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even need to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON. Now, as I teased earlier, there were some highlights from last night's game, mainly Giancarlo Stanton, who provided most of the offense by hitting two home runs. One was an oops, his first one, the solo shot that tied the game at 1-1. I didn't even think it was going out, and then it just kept going. His second one was a no-doubter, and he hit it 458 feet. And if the stadium wasn't in the way, it would have gone much further than that. The Yankees struck out 18 times last night. How many of those 18 were aided by C.B. Buckner? Probably 16. As I mentioned earlier, Gary Sanchez's last at-bat was not aided by C.B. Buckner because he just went up there swinging at three pitches. But nearly every other strikeout was helped out by C.B. Buckner in some way or another. You know something is up with the strike zone when DJ LeMahieu strikes out twice in a game. Judge struck out three times, Voit struck out three times, Stanton once, Urshela once, Torres twice, Frazier three times, Sanchez three times. I'm just angry because last night's game was winnable. They could have won that game, and Aaron Boone was trying to be cute in the second game. I know it's a five-game series, but the Yankees pitching isn't that great. So I think that if you wanted to win the series outright, there was a way to do it. There was a way to sweep this series. And Aaron Boone decided, nah, we'll give them game two. So now the Rays are right back in it. This puts pressure on Masahiro Tanaka to perform really well tonight. That's the other thing that's annoying. As I mentioned earlier in the week, these series are straight through because of being in the bubble. They're not traveling anywhere. They don't need an off day for travel. So game three is tonight instead of having an off day. I would have preferred for there to be an off day today, simply for my mental health. I don't know about you all, but I need a break. And we're not getting one. And the other thing is, will playoff Masahiro Tanaka show up? Or will the Masahiro Tanaka of the last few starts show up? After the game, Davey Garcia discussed being pulled early. He said that Boone told him he'd have a short leash, but he said he could keep on pitching and said that if he's needed tonight or tomorrow, he's available. I don't know if the Yankees are going to do that, but I guess we'll find out. He only threw 27 pitches, so it was basically like a side session last night. So it is plausible that if Tanaka runs into problems tonight, you could see Davey Garcia. Or if Tanaka does really well tonight, you might see Davey Garcia in game four. Speaking of Tanaka, he will be matched up against Charlie Morton tonight. Morton allowed 4 runs, 3 earned over 5 innings in his last regular season start against the Phillies. And he hasn't pitched since. It's been a 12-day layoff between starts for him. He hasn't pitched since September 25th. As for Tanaka, he allowed 6 earned runs to the Indians in Game 2 of the Wild Card Series. And this is after never previously allowing more than 3 earned runs in any of his first 8 career postseason starts. He split a pair of decisions across 3 regular season starts against the Rays with a 4.20 ERA.
Hey. Do you wanna, please?
Tonight's game is a little earlier, thank goodness. It starts at 7 instead of 8. It's on TBS again, so you get to listen to Brian Anderson and Ron Darling again. I am very picky when it comes to my broadcast teams, and I do not like Brian Anderson and Ron Darling. I feel like Ron Darling, his quality falls off when he's on national broadcasts, and he sounds so much better when he's in the Mets booth. And I find this for everyone else as well. I don't know what happens when they're put into the national booth, but it happens with ESPN also. I don't know if it's the production teams that make them do this stuff where they just don't sound as insightful and as smart as they do on local broadcasts, but it's so frustrating to listen to. It also feels as if they're told to talk the entire time, and I don't feel like a two-man booth needs to do that. I feel like there are some moments that can just play out by themselves and you don't need to yap the entire time. You can let the game breathe and not talk over everything, and I feel like national broadcasts don't do that. It feels as if every game is being treated as the first time someone's watching baseball, and they need to bombard you with information while you're watching the game. And who knows, maybe some people like that. I do not. After the Yankee game ended last night, I switched over to the Padres and Dodgers, and I muted it, and I listened to music. Now, one of the negatives to muting and listening to music while you're watching a game is if a ball is hit in the air, sometimes you can't tell if it's going out or not, and you kind of need the broadcaster's voice to help you with that. That happened with two hits last night during the Dodgers-Padres game. Globe Life Field, I think that's what it's called now, right? The new stadium in Texas. That is a big field. It does not allow a lot of home runs. So there were a few fly balls that were hit last night that probably would have been home runs in Dodger Stadium. So a quick reminder before I go, Game 3 of the ALDS is tonight. It is at 7 p.m. in Petco Park. This time the Yankees are the home team, so they will be batting in the bottom of the inning. They will be wearing their home pinstripes. Hopefully that may help them. Your starters are Masahiro Tanaka and Charlie Morton. I will have your highlights tomorrow and any other news you need to know. But for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.